Well, I don't know what's going on with them. I can tell you that it's a very scary time when the government starts to mandate how we're going to treat our children, how we're going to treat ourselves, what we're going to put into our bodies. And the issue becomes even more significant when we understand that some of the implications, not only political, but from a health perspective, when a patient or when a person is mandated to put something into their body that can cause significant deterioration in their health, possibly even to the point of compromising their entire life, especially in the case of a developing brain as you would have with a child. There's a lot of things in vaccines that should be of concern, some of those more evident than others, but one thing that is quite well known now is the issue of thimerosal, which is ethyl mercury. Mercury in its inorganic form is known to be the second most toxic substance known to man according to the Environmental Protection Agency. When you add a ethyl or a phenyl or a methyl group, it makes that inorganic form an organic form, which means that it can assimilate within the body on a much more effective level. So it can actually, the potentiation of damage in the body is greater once an inorganic metal becomes an organic metal. So basically the body recognizes and sees it, can incorporate within its physiology easier when it's an organic compound. So when you add an ethyl group to mercury, it becomes more detrimental than mercury in its form that's the second most toxic known to man. And that happens to be also the same substance that's added into vaccines as a preservative, more commonly known as thimerosal. It actually creates problems with anybody because it's introducing, again, a known toxin into the body. But when you introduce it into a developing brain, it's even more detrimental. It's more obvious. The changes are more obvious. Mercury is one of the few substances, as far as metals are concerned, that have been shown to actually cause a denudation of neurofibrils. Denudation of neurofibrils essentially means that it causes the nerves to wither away or to disintegrate. And when you introduce this into a developing brain, it's even more damaging than it would be, say, in an adult brain. In an adult brain, the consequences of early onset dementia, Alzheimer's, some of these other types of neurological impairments are actually, we have seen clinical evidence that when you remove the mercury, these people get better. So I believe that it affects everyone, but especially in the child, it's extremely detrimental. While I was doing that, I just came across a material safety data sheet from Eli Lilly from 1991. And in that particular material safety data sheet, which all companies have to put out for any product that they manufacture that's for human use or used in humans, and it says that thimerosal, this is 1991, mind you, from Eli Lilly, thimerosal contains mercury, mercury poisoning can occur, and topical hypersensitivity reactions may be seen. And then it goes on to say that early signs of mercury poisoning in adults are nervous system effects, including narrowing of the visual fields and numbness of the extremities, exposure to mercury in utero, meaning while the woman is still pregnant, exposure to mercury in utero in children can cause mild to severe mental retardation and mild to severe motor coordination impairment. Based on animal data, may be irritating to the eyes. Now, this is their material safety data sheet for thimerosal, and yet knowing this stuff, it's still being put into the vaccines that we routinely give to children. Now, you may have heard that since 2000, the amount of thimerosal in vaccines has either been reduced or eliminated. And 2001, they said it was completely eliminated, although the Centers for Disease Control did not mandate it. They recommended it to the pharmaceutical companies. In 2003, a number of independent organizations, including, if I'm not mistaken, an organization called Safe Minds out of California, they did their own analysis on various vaccines, and they found that not only did it still contain thimerosal, it also contained other metals such as aluminum. And Congressman Dan Burton, who I testified in front of in 2004, in 2003, he asked for criminal sanctions against the FDA and the FTC for still allowing thimerosal to be in these vaccines, and yet the vials saying thimerosal-free or mercury-free. Look at hepatitis B as an example. I mean, you bring up this point about hepatitis B. This is a great point to actually use as an example. First of all, we know that thimerosal or mercury is primarily eliminated through the biliary system, the gallbladder, liver, the gastrointestinal system. We also know that the biliary system is primarily not fully evolved until the first year of life is over. Now we have a child that's born, and we give this child a vaccine, such as hepatitis B, that contains a substance that we know is toxic and we know can't be cleared out of the body for the first year of life. Now let's look at the risk for hepatitis B. Hepatitis B affects three types of people. traditional conventional medicine, the doctrine is that the three types of patient populations that are susceptible to hepatitis B are, one, patients that are that use IV drugs, patients that are promiscuous, prostitutes and such, and healthcare providers. Not because they're promiscuous or use IV drugs, which some people may say doctors are not much more than the prostitutes of the pharmaceutical industry, but I won't get into that part of it. But the physicians, because physicians and nursing staff, because they are being exposed to people that have hepatitis B. So the question is, are we really so concerned that our newborn infant on the first day of life, and oh, by the way, another point is that hepatitis B, once given, needs to be updated every 10 years. So we know the lifespan of the vaccine is only about 10 years. So are we really concerned that our newborn child, before the age of 10, is going to become a prostitute, an IV drug user, or a doctor, or a nurse? So why are we giving our children this vaccine that is only effective, or that's only necessary for those three patient populations, and the fact that it has a substance that the body can't clear that we know is toxic? That's exactly right. It's all money. It's all money. You're absolutely correct. Absolutely. But you know what? I'd rather go to jail for the rest of my life than to poison my own child.
What you have just heard is an example of the type of important life-changing information you will learn when subscribing to the free 34-part Medical Secrets audio series. In this particular segment, Dr. Batar briefly discussed the implications of government-mandating treatments, such as vaccines, explained the effects of thimerosal in vaccines, discussed denudation of neurofibrils and what that means, and gives details of the foolishness of using hepatitis B vaccination in newborn children. If you enjoyed this sample, be sure to subscribe by visiting www.themedicalseries.com. That's www.themedicalseries.com. Remember, this does not cost you anything at all. We only ask that if you enjoy the Medical Secrets, that you pass it forward and send the subscription link to others who may be appreciative and find the information beneficial. You will get additional audio clips sent to you every week via email on various topics. By the way, your information is completely safe with us. We will never sell or lease your email address or contact information to anyone. So go ahead and subscribe now with complete confidence by visiting www.themedicalseries.com.